Let us go before the Lord together. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, Lord, we come before you to give you all the glory and the praise, God, to give you the thanks and to show you, tell you that we're so grateful. You've been good to us. Even when we kept a distance from you, God, you still showed us favor and kindness. You still touched us when we needed to touch them, even though we stay at a distance. Lord, but we hear you calling for us to come close. And we need you now. We need you more than ever in the middle of all the unrest and the dissension that's in this world. Even with all the sickness that's in this world, with pandemic and the uprising, with authorities and leadership in this country, we need you. We need you, Father God. And we need to look at our lives and we need to draw closer to you. We need to come closer to you, God, so we can feel your protection, be protected by the hand of God. So our children are protected. Lord, help us to come closer, God, to give us understanding, God, to come together in the body of Christ Jesus, to live our lives in a way that will be pleasing to you. We feel your presence and your joy, God. It's in your word. You read about it. Your spirit is upon us, Lord. But we need to stop standing at a distance. We need to come closer, closer, and closer to you. Drawing nigh to you, God. Please lead us. Touch us and give us understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's review a closer walk as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. See, from a young age, many of us have been taught about the Lord, about the love of God, about the Son, Christ Jesus, about the mercy and grace of God. We've been taught to believe in God. See, many of us have the same type of experience in coming to know God. You know, maybe our parents, our grandparents took us to church or forced us to go to church. Therefore, we attended, you know, Sunday school and we attended vocational school and we had children church and we learned about the Lord and we learned those songs, "Oh, how I love Jesus." Therefore, we came to know God in similar experiences. It might have been different. The songs might have been different, but the experience was basically the same. We come to know God. We've been taught to believe in God. But as we get older, we start to have challenges in life. We come to understand just knowing about God is not enough. We must surrender. We must obey. We must be willing to follow the Lord. We come to understand. We cannot worship and praise God from a distance. God wants to have a closer walk with us. And therefore, we have to be willing to come, willing to enter into his presence. See, from the beginning, God's plan was and is to walk among us, to talk with us face to face. And for this to happen, we must be holy because God is holy. See, God walked with Adam and Eve before they sinned. And then after they sinned, they became afraid and they tried to keep a distance from God and tried to hide from God. See, God wants a closer walk with us. And we have to be willing to live in a way so we can walk with God. He's not hiding from us. See, when the people saw the thunder and lightning in the mountain and the smoke upon the mountain, they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance from God. Requesting for Moses to speak to them, but not God. We have to come closer to God. We cannot stay at a distance. We need the presence of God so we can receive and be protected by God. We need to be in the presence of God. We need to be able to see ourselves and be under the wings of Christ Jesus, under the protection of Christ. See, there's only one thing that keeps us at a distance from God, and that is sin. Moses told the people not to be afraid. God has come to test you. So the fear of the Lord will keep you from sinning. But they maintained their distance from God, unwilling to approach the place God was. And many of us are that today. Yes, we have a knowledge of God. Yes, we know about God. And yes, we believe in God, but we're keeping a distance from God. We're expecting for God to operate at a distance, and that ain't going to work. It didn't work with Moses. Moses had to get closer to God. The people of God had to come to the mountain of God. If you and I want the power of God working in our lives to bring this world together in Christ Jesus, then we need to get closer to God. We need to have a closer walk with God. We can't keep this distance stuff, praising and paying tithes and thinking we're doing something. You're not close enough to God. And when we decide to break faith with God by not upholding His holiness, there could be nothing but distance between us and God. We'll not be able to enter His presence. We'll not be able to hear His voice because we're chosen to continue as we are, even though we've been taught about God, even though we have a belief in God, even though we attend church, we decided to keep a distance. We desire to sin rather than have a closer walk with the Lord. Help us, Jesus. See, and sin, we're not able to handle the whole of things of God. You and I got to get this. You live in sin. What is God going to be able to give you? Because everything God has is holy. And if you and I are living a sinful life, how can God give us something? We're just destroyed because we're unwilling to walk in a holy manner to handle it. But the blessings of it to unfold and overflow because we're a sinner. We like living in sin. See, when the Israelites chose to sin, they could not come within 1,000 yards of the ark of God, or they would die. God has called us into holiness so we can handle the holy things of God, so we can partake of the holiness of God. But so many of us are willing to stay at a distance, praying and praying and praying, and very few of us are willing to walk closer to God to see the blessings of God, the power of God, the strength of God, the holiness of God in our lives. But God is calling us to come closer, each and every one of us. There will always be a distance between us and God as long as we keep rebelling and turning our backs on God, revolting and uttering lies and having conceit in our heart. We must change to have a closer walk with God so the things of God, the presence of God, the holiness of God, the blessings of God will come in our lives and we'll be blessed by the Lord, sustained by the Lord. Go with me to Isaiah 59, verses 13 to 14. We complain about what's going on in this world. But if we want justice, if we want equality, you and I can't be at a distance from God talking about this stuff. We need to come into His presence so He hears our prayers. He answers our prayers. He demonstrates His power in our life. We can't be at a distance asking God for justice. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 13 to 14 says, rebellion and treachery against the Lord, turning our backs on God, fomenting oppression and revolt, uttering lies our hearts have conceived. We do these things. Therefore it says, so justice is driven back. Righteousness stands at a distance. Truth has stumbled in the streets and honesty cannot enter in. Do you see the impact of being at a distance with God? The things we want, the things we're protesting against, the things that we're crying out for, the things that we're doing violence for, we don't have because we're at a distance with God. Our faith will be tested. When things occur, will we remain at a distance from God or will we draw closer to Christ Jesus? Peter, a disciple of Christ, remained at a distance as they brought Christ before the chief priests and the Sanhedrin, as they sought reasons for putting Christ to death. God wants a closer walk with us. We have to be willing to let go of everything to draw closer to God so the power of God, the will of God will be manifested in our lives. Equality, justice, honor, and glory will come forth. When we stand at a distance from God, we need to be like the tax collector who stood at a distance and looked up to heaven and beat his chest saying, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. We'll be received by God. And then more than we justifying ourselves before God, we'll be able to receive the blessings and the forgiveness and the mercy of God. It says, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the person who humbles himself will be exalted. As we come closer, we become aliens and strangers in this life. We come closer by living by faith until the end. We may not receive God's full promises while we live in this life, but we can feel his presence. So many things of God, the holiness of God come forth. Therefore, we're able to look forward to the country of our own, to the kingdom of God, because we can feel and can see the blessings that's coming forth because we're drawing closer. We're walking closer. We're getting closer to Christ, closer to the Father. And the things of God is coming forth. We're able to feel them and see them, and they're able to come in our life, and the work of God is happening in our life because we're drawing closer to the protection, Lord, help us, of God, the justice, the equality we're looking for come forth because we're walking closer to God. The more distance we keep from God, the less is our ability to receive. It's no difference than the distance we keep from our parents. The further the distance between us, the less help, the less we know them, they don't know us, and the relationship suffers. But the closer the distance, the shorter the distance, the bonding that happens from being close to someone, greater is the help, greater is the connection, greater is the love, greater is the glory. Jesus. God is reaching out to us through his Son, Christ Jesus. The Lord says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Christ says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm gentle and humble in heart, you will find rest for your soul. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Draw closer to Christ Jesus if you want peace. Draw closer to Christ Jesus if you want rest. Draw closer to Christ Jesus if you want justice. Draw closer to Christ Jesus if you want honor. Draw closer. We walk closer to God by believing in Christ. But it does not come by us just diligently studying scriptures, nor can we obtain eternal life this way. We cannot have a closer walk with Christ if we refuse to come to him to have life. We need God's word dwelling in us so we believe in the one God has sent and draw closer, be willing to follow him and follow and walk in the footsteps and let him lead and guide us through this thing. We must come closer to the Lord to walk with him. Christ says, whoever comes to him, he will never drive away. We must walk like Christ, who does the will of the Father. Our walk has a pattern of life of Christ Jesus, not somebody else in this world, not something else in this world, not yourself, but Christ. Let's walk closer so we can learn how to walk like Christ. Go with me to John chapter 6, verses 37 to 38. See, if we don't want to walk with someone, we absolutely... I don't care who you are. We will not walk with someone we don't know, who don't know us. We're not going to walk with that person. So if you don't know the Lord, if you don't know God's word, if you don't have the Holy Spirit in you, you're not going to walk closer to God. You don't know God. You only know of God. But if we're willing to walk closer to God, God will come close to us. And we'll be there with him. John chapter 6, verses 37, 38 says, all that the Father gives me will come to me. And whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I've come down from heaven not to do my will, but do the will of him who sent me. See, the key to us having a closer walk with the Lord is being drawn to him, having a willingness to be taught by God. We come closer to pay attention, to listen, to learn of the Lord. We come closer so we could come to know the Lord. And he knows us. So the Lord will raise us up in the last days. To walk with the Lord, we need to be able to hear and answer the call and receive the teaching. Christ says in a loud voice, if anyone is thirsty, let them come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, streams of living water will flow from them. When he calls, we must answer. We must come closer and change our walk so it's more and more like Christ Jesus. We must be willing to walk in the light of Christ. Darkness is coming. We have to get ourselves in the light while there is still time. Darkness is coming on this earth. We won't know where we're going if we continue to walk in darkness. We must trust in the light of Christ Jesus and become sons and daughters of the light. See, God wants to walk with us. We must understand that there can be no agreement between a temple of God in this world. We are a temple of the living God. Therefore, our walk with the Lord must be real. God says, I will live with them and walk among them. I'll be their God and they will be my people. We must come out from the world. Separate ourselves, says the Lord. We cannot walk with Christ and walk in this world. You and I got to see that we can't keep a distance from God because we're walking in this world. We must draw closer to God in Christ Jesus and keep a distance with this world. So the Lord challenged us to walk with him. He says we have to put to death earthly nature that we have, this sexual immorality, lust, and evil desires, and greed, and idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming. We cannot walk in the life we used to have. We must rid ourselves of sin so we can walk with the Lord. In our walk, there can be no anger, rage, malice, slander, or filthy language. None of this can exist in our walk with the Lord. You and I got to see this. We're lying to ourselves if we're thinking that we're walking with God while all these things are still in us. We're distanced from God. See, if we want to walk closer to the Lord, then we must be able to receive the message. Get an understanding. God is light. And in him, there is no darkness at all. And if we claim we're walking with Christ, yet we walk in darkness, then we lie and we're not living by the truth. And if we walk with Christ, we must be his light because he is light. If we say we know the Lord, yet we do not do his commandments, then we lie and the truth is not in us. Our walk with the Lord has to be real. We need to obey God's words so God's love is truly made complete in us. Our walk cannot be about claiming things that are not in us. We must walk as Jesus did. It must be real. It must be a part of our faith. Walk with the Lord will produce a change in us. When we start to obey God's word, we develop a heart to seek the Lord, to a love for the word of God. We start having a sincere love for others. We'll walk in obedience to God. Will bring us great joy. We'll take our walk with the Lord so seriously. Not walking before man, but God. To walk with God, we have to be washed and made clean. And don't soil our clothing that the Lord has gave us with this world. The Lord says he will walk with us and we'll be dressed in white, for we are worthy. Those who overcome, their name will not be removed from the book of life. The Lord will acknowledge our name before the Father and his angels. With an awesome promise to hear that the Lord has given us. And we must change so we can walk with the Lord, be counted in that great number. Holiness is the level of our walk. So we can get there through Christ Jesus. You and I can't make ourselves holy, but through our relationship with Christ, through our walk with Christ Jesus, as he reshapes and tears off things from us, we become holy and holy every step of the way we go with the Lord. God wants to walk with us. What an awesome news this is. Our hearts should be glad and our tongue rejoice as our whole body lives in the hope of walking with God. The Lord will not abandon us to the grave, nor let his Holy One see decay. The Lord has made known to us the pattern of life that fills us with the joy of his presence. We must draw closer to Jesus so we feel the presence of God in our lives today. And it starts by us knowing that we need to believe, trust, and walk with the Lord. Get rid of the sin in our lives and let the Lord bring us into holiness. So if we get our walk with the Lord right, the Lord will make our love increase and overflow for each other. He would strengthen our hearts so we're blameless and holy in the presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. Go with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 12 to 13. There's nothing more important than our walk with Christ Jesus, and for it to be right in the sight of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 12 to 13 says, "May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your heart so you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father, who our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones." So we need our walk with the Lord to be holy. The Lord is going to punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of Christ. It will be a punishment of everlasting destruction. They will be shut out from the presence of God and his power. Our walk with the Lord has been as God has said. So when we pray, when we go to church, when we pay tithes and offerings, they will all be acceptable to God. Because we do things in a holy way. We do things as the Lord leads us because we're walking with the Lord. We're obeying God. We desire to be in the presence of God. For it is where we experience the glory of God. And in our walk, we're prepared to share and preach God's word in season and out of season correctly. We encourage others with great patience, giving careful instructions with God and living a life with Christ Jesus. See, there's a great benefit when we walk with Christ. Both the one who makes us holy and those who are being made holy are the same family. And Christ is not a shame to call us brothers and sisters. Christ will declare our name to his brothers and sisters in the presence of the congregation and give us praise. There's great benefit for you and I walking closer to God. It will cost us everything. But there will be the benefit will outweigh the cost. Help us, God. Give us understanding. So when we accept Christ, we started on a journey whose purpose is to bring us closer to God through Christ Jesus, to bring us to holiness. And on this road, there are many challenges. Many changes must take place in us as we walk with Jesus. See, the Lord, he reshapes us into this person who denies himself and takes up that cross and walks in truth and in faith. And each one of us can be at a different place on this road. That's okay. It's okay. See, you got to see this road to the kingdom of God. We all have to walk this road. We all came from darkness. And there's so many things the word of God talks about that we have to overcome and get through. But Christ is there to lead us to holiness, to lead us into the kingdom of God. We got to stay on this road. We got to keep walking. Keep walking. It's okay. Don't give up. Keep on stepping. The kingdom of God is at hand. It's a long road. It gets narrower the closer we walk with Christ. The closer we get to the kingdom of God, it's going to get narrow. Things are going to get tight. You have to leave some stuff behind. You have to leave some people behind because you're walking with Christ Jesus. You're holding on to your faith. You're walking and believing that this is the road. This is the path. This is the way that the plan God has for me. This is his purpose that he called me into. Therefore, we can't get stuck in this world. See, we leave darkness and we get here and we get between God and this world and we get stuck. And you and I, we can't stay there. We can't get stuck. We got to keep on stepping. Keep on moving. Let the world go. Let darkness go. God wants you to be experience his holiness, his presence in his life. Stay on the road. Start running if you have to. Run. It's okay. Keep going. Keep walking. Keep crawling toward Christ Jesus. Walk with him. Crawl to him. However you got to get there, stay on the path. There's glory and honor at the end of this path. There's precious promises at the end of this path. There's eternal life at the end of this path. There's joy and happiness at the end of this path. There's the love of God at the end of this path. The riches and purpose of God, the kingdom of God, the presence of the Lord, all is at the presence at the end of this journey. You and all, we will always receive. We'll receive the glory of God. Many have started. But they get stuck. They in this journey. They cut short the walk. But they made their choice. That's okay. You and I got to keep walking. We got a road. It's a long journey. Many challenges, many things on this world, on this road that you and I run into. Satan won't stop. He's going to continue to try to entangle us with this world, entangle the things of this world. But you and I, we've been set free. Our life is connected to Christ. And we keep on walking with him. It's okay. You're going to have struggles, but keep on walking. Don't give up. Keep on walking. Keep to the path. It leads to the wholeness of your life, and we'll come together in Christ. Keep on walking with the Lord. Let nothing stop you. The walk will change us. We won't love with words and tongue, but with action and in truth. We keep on walking. We belong to the truth. Our heart is at rest in his presence. Keep on walking. God is greater than our hearts. Keep on walking. Jesus is there. He's the way and the truth and the life. Keep on walking. You may have to leave some people, but keep on walking. You may have to leave some situation, but keep on walking. You may have to leave a place that you were at, but keep on walking. Have a closer walk with God. Get closer. Jesus keeps us from falling and presents us before his glorious presence without fall, with great joy. Christ has power and authority to bring us home. Get closer. Keep walking. He's the one who saves. He's the one who makes us holy. Seek a closer walk with the Lord. Keep on walking. Never stop. Never get stuck. Never turn back. Keep on walking. God's promises before you. His kingdom is before you. All the promises God lays before us in his son Christ Jesus. He is the light. Follow the light. Never let go of the light. Never turn back from the light. Never seek darkness and never live your life in sin. But live it in truth and understand God is going to provide a way for us to overcome so we're able to become more and more holy. The more and more we walk with Jesus, the more and more we obey the word of God, the more and more we do what God is asking us to, the more and more holy we become, and we will be acceptable to God. Praise God. God wants to be our God, to walk with us, so we come to know his ways and live forever. Praise the Lord. Christ has power and authority to bring us home. To bring those called by the Father home. We got to get closer now. But Jesus, oh Lord. In the beginning we were far away from God. Then we heard a call to come to Jesus. We accepted the call and took steps toward the Lord. But there's many challenges in coming to walk closer to Christ Jesus. Because it costs us everything and we have to give up everything. And some of us don't decide to go all the way with Jesus. And we get stuck, and therefore Lord help us. See, we may feel a little blessings of God, but then we dabble back in the world, and God says, you are lukewarm, you're unfit. Therefore, you and I have to understand we can't remain, we can't get stuck in this thing. We gotta keep on walking. In reality, nothing we have is worth anything. Nothing we have can we bring with us. We must come freely, unbounded, and serve faithfully. And become holy as the Lord has called us to become. Holiness is a calling from God. We must be holy as he is holy. So our walk with Christ Jesus must become holy. Thank you, Jesus. We must give ourselves fully over to the walk of the Lord. So we enter into God's kingdom. It won't come quickly. Nor would it happen suddenly. But as we walk with him, we must endure all the changes God wants us to make in our lives. So our walk with the Lord is not fake or false. The Lord is faithful. He makes a way for us to walk with him. And as we walk with Christ, everything changes. Our thinking changes. Our understanding changes. Our desires change. Our plans change. Our feelings change. Our belief change. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your way. Not your thoughts. Everything changes. And I walk with Christ. Christ will show us God's truth. So our walk is based on faith and trust. We start to change and believe. We can do this. We can walk with Jesus. Holy, thank you, God. We can do this. You will not leave us, forsake us. We can do this. You may have to leave some stuff behind. You may have to put some stuff off. You make a lot of changes in your life, but we can do this. God, Lord Jesus, He's there to support us, to help us, to lead us along the way. We can't get stuck. We can't stand at a distance from God. We must draw closer. Come on now. We can do this. We must keep walking toward the kingdom of God. No matter what's going on in this world, stay in faith, believe, trust in the Lord. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. God, kingdom is ahead. Keep on growing. Keep on walking. Stay with Jesus. Get closer, closer to God each and every day. Even when trouble comes, get closer. Even when there's joy in your life, get closer. Even when blessings are in your life, get closer. Keep drawing closer to God. Let nothing, no circumstances, whether good or bad, stop you from walking. Walk all the way to the kingdom of God. Glowing there, shouting, throwing off your clothes, and getting happy about Jesus. And said, I don't need anything but God. I don't need anything but you, Lord Jesus. You lead me to the kingdom of God. It is through you that I'm reshaped into this holy vessel God has called us to be. Lord, we ask that you guide us and keep us, God. Strengthen us through this turmoil time, the hard times in this world, God. Drawing closer to you, get us there, Lord. Help us, teach us how to draw closer to you. Teach us, Lord, how to become holy as you called us to be holy. You are holy, therefore we must become holy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless.